At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tailgate.
It's time for the tailgate.
Toss me a cold one. Nothing better than a 7 a.m. beer and an unbrushed mouth.
Your official weekend destination for all things football.
You are looking live.
The granddaddy
of them all.
NCAA.
Travis Hunter circles around down the sideline. There he goes. The most dynamic player in college football. Touchdown, Colorado.
The NFL.
Williams, pressure coming. He felt it. Looked, saw it. Evaded it. Still on the move. Looking around. Williams is going to take off for the end zone.
It's its own playground.
And now, it's time to kick off the tailgate with your host, Paul Pabst.
You ready, champ?
I'm ready for this my whole life.
On Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to the tailgate. It is Super Bowl Eve. This is 670 The Score. I am Paul Pabst, your host. This is the tailgate every Saturday morning since August on 670 The Score. Our little show, Tyler, how about this? Our little show in year one is already at the Super Bowl. We are live from New Orleans at the Media Center. This is fantastic. It's actually pretty lively at the Media Center, even at 7 a.m. Some people look roughed up. Late night for some people, not your boy, but some people in New Orleans. So the Media Center is jumping a little bit. Coming up on the show today, this is a great show today, the tailgate. Former Chicago Bears running back Matt Forte will join us on the set in about 20 minutes. And in just 5 minutes, the first ever guest on the tailgate show back in August, and one of our favorites, former Canes running back, former NFL running back in Chicago royalty, Jarrett Payton will join the show. A lot going on, a lot coming up in the show today. We're talking about the Bears. We're talking about the NFC North. Talk about the game itself. Talk about the week, the passing of Virginia McCaskey. Very sad this week. But don't forget, Super Bowl 59 tomorrow. Chiefs-Eagles from New Orleans. Pre-game coverage starts at 1 Chicago time. Kickoff set for 5:30. Every moment can be heard on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app. You're home for the Super Bowl. As is this. Again, we are at Radio Row right now live. It's fantastic. It was a very weird week, Super Bowl week. I also work on the Dan Patrick Show, so we go to the Super Bowl every year. Brag, brag, brag. But it's a very cool week. But this week is usually football, football, football. The commissioner gives his talk. The Hall of Famers are announced, and et cetera, et cetera. But it was a very weird week down here in New Orleans because, you know, the NBA usually doesn't trump the NFL in any way. The Luka Doncic trade broke early in the week, and it kind of took over for a day or two. And it was a little bit of sports shock when that trade happened, even if you're not an NBA fan. And then, you know, it was the shock that I had when Andrew Luck retired from the Colts. That was the all-time shock for me, or one of the all-times. But then I would say, like, Tuesday of this week, it started getting back to football. All-pro defensive end Myles Garrett from the Browns asked to be traded. He actually posted it. And it's understandable. The Browns are a mess. They're not the worst team in football, but they're really close to it. Deshaun Watson, their quarterback, I could do an hour on what a mess that thing has become and always has been. But he is on the market. Are the Bears in play? Are the Lions in play? Are the Commanders in play? So we'll get to that a little bit later, but it's a really interesting week as the week went along. It got more football, football, football. I was out in New Orleans, shocker, last night, hitting the streets, and you could feel the football in the air. There's lots of fans with Chiefs jerseys on, even more with Eagles jerseys on. But you know what's a little bit sad? you run into some Lions fans with Lions jerseys on, and you talk to them, and you're like, we bought tickets to New Orleans. We got, you know, we thought we were going to be here. You know, Commanders fans, not so much, but Lions fans, I've noticed a lot of Lions jerseys, some Gibbs jerseys, some Goff jerseys on the street. A lot of Lions fans plan their vacation to come down here in New Orleans because they thought the Lions would be here. So you see a lot of jerseys on the street. The other niche thing for me as a Bears fan growing up and an 85 Bears fan, of course, this is where the Bears 85 team did have the Super Bowl. And you think back about that 85 Bears team, I can remember watching the coverage with like Johnny Morris and those guys back in the day on TV in Chicago, Tim Weigel and those guys, Mark Jean Greco and all the great broadcasters we had covering the Super Bowl down here. And I'm walking the streets and I just think, you know, right now, Jim McMahon and all the different guys from the Bears were out on the streets in Bourbon Street. There was video of it. If you look at Bourbon Street and New Orleans now, you're not going to see an NFL player anywhere near it, especially one of the two teams, the Chiefs or the Eagles. We're staying about a block away from the Chiefs hotel. And, you know, once in a while, you'll see the Chiefs entering a bus. But the security, it looks like a presidential motorcade. It really does. And they get on the bus. They get off the bus. They wave to the fans. But it's really secured. You won't see the players out. They go to some dinners and things like that. But it really is all business. One side note, by the way, 670 The Score, Paul Papps live from Radio Row in New Orleans. This is the tailgate. Great to be here for the show. But I do want to say one thing. I was a little bummed when the Bears didn't take Jalen Carter a couple years ago. I know there was some baggage around him, the big defensive tackle out of Georgia. He has become one of the better defensive players in the NFL for the Eagles. I don't think that's an understatement or an overstatement. His stats aren't fantastic. He doesn't have 20 sacks, but he causes havoc. Like Aaron Donald caused havoc for the like Chris Jones causes havoc for the Chiefs. I was at media night the other night, and Jalen Carter walked by me. I've seen some big humans in my life before, but I've never seen anyone that big, that tall, and that jacked simultaneously. Imagine if like Shaquille O'Neal were about 6 inches shorter, but just absolutely shredded. Jalen Carter, unbelievable. I still wish the Bears would have got him. You know, the other sobering part of this week was when the Bears owner, Virginia McCaskey, passed away. I never met her, but I listened to all the things on The Score and what's written in the papers and talked about on the Chicago TV shows. Virginia McCaskey, and without knowing much about her besides what all of us know, is she seemed like she had a lot of class. She like handled everything in a lot of class when she would talk, which she didn't do a lot of interviews. But one thing for me as a growing up a Bears fan, she was omnipresent. She was always there. You'd always see her at different things with like training camp or different things around the Bears. And it's the kind of person, even though she passed away in her hundreds, you just think it's going to be there forever. She was around your life forever. It's like Soldier Field is there forever. She was like an entity in our town. It was sad, but it's almost one of those things that she passed away during Super Bowl week, and she got her due. She got her coverage. She got a lot of people talking about her. And I was on Radio Row, and I saw like Jared Payton was doing interviews talking about Virginia McCaskey. So it was nice that she did get her due and was talked about during Super Bowl media time. All right, a couple things this week. Don't forget, Slam Dunk in Vegas. I just got this from Tyler. National contest, easy to enter. Just download the Odyssey app. Log in and listen to The Score each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your daily entry to win an unforgettable trip for four the first weekend of the tournament in March. Oh, the first weekend of the tournament in March. It's legit. I used to go. Stay at Circa Resort Casino where you can visit the biggest March hoops party at Stadium Swim. Airfare included plus $20,000 to fund the ultimate viewing experience in Vegas. Check that out. Slam Dunk in Vegas. Listen to The Score. You'll find out more about it in the Odyssey app. Couple things to get to before we get to Jarrett Payton in about 3 or 4 minutes. MVP, Josh Allen won it. A lot of people were, I wouldn't say bummed, but more like they thought it could have been Lamar Jackson's again. Here's how it works. The MVP is voted on right at the end of the regular season, but they don't give the award out until the end of the playoffs, or basically the end of the playoffs. So Josh Allen's not in the playoffs anymore. It's like, oh, so we gave this guy the award for what? He's not in the playoffs anymore. The voting was 3 or 4 weeks ago. You know what I mean? It's announced now, but it was voted on then. Lamar Jackson had 41 touchdowns and 4 picks. And I went back and I saw some film guys break it down. 3 of the picks weren't his fault. I have a theory or a stat that I have. It's called RCI, receiver cause interceptions. Sometimes a quarterback throws an interception and it skips off the receiver's hands and then it gets picked. It's a good pass and gets picked. That should be an RCI. Let's back me, back your boy on this one. So Lamar Jackson finished second for the MVP. Another one that had got kind of jobbed is Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley goes for 2,000 yards, leads the Eagles to the Super Bowl, could have broke Eric Dickerson's rushing record, but did the smart thing and rested in the last game so he could prepare for the playoffs. He's a likable guy. He's a good story, and he can't win the MVP. I don't know how a running back in our lifetime could win the MVP. And then the one that hurts Bears fans a little bit, Jaden Daniels, Rookie of the Year, not a surprise in any way. He went wire to wire, had a great season, got him deep in the playoffs. One of, if not the best rookie season of any quarterback ever. And that is not a lot of hyperbole. If you did a list, he's top three at worst. Hall of Fame, Jared Allen, Antonio Gates, Eric Allen, Sterling Sharp. Real quick on each one. Jared Allen had 132 sacks. Once you get past that 120 mark, you're in. Antonio Gates, not a household name. All he did was make Pro Bowls and all pros for the Chargers back in the 90s. What hurt him is not getting to the Super Bowl. He didn't get the big stage. Eric Allen, a fantastic defensive back for years for Philly. Really great player. Then Sterling Sharp. Sterling Sharp, he's a Packer wide receiver. If you don't remember him, and even if you do, he played about six seasons. His last three seasons, he was first-team All-Pro. He was the dominant receiver in the NFC. No doubt. Big, strong, physical, and fast. He had everything. Career cut short due to a neck injury. When that happens, you get almost like bonus points to the Hall of Fame. Like Terrell Davis, the running back for the Denver Broncos, he was cruising 2,000-yard seasons, 1,800-yard seasons. Then the knee injuries happened. Sterling Sharp had to wait quite a while to get in the Hall of Fame, but that's justice. I think that's Hall of Fame justice. He was on his way. It wasn't his fault. You have the injuries. He goes to the Hall of Fame. Hey, real quick, don't forget, check out homage.com, H-O-M-A-G-E.com. Use our code TAILGATE, but check this out. They are currently running a 20% off flash sale on crewnecks live today and tomorrow. Also, the Super Bowl sale today and tomorrow, 20% off purchase of two items or more. Go to homage.com, H-O-M-A-G-E. We're going to get to the game, the Chiefs versus the Eagles. Great matchup. I know people are a little Eagles out, Chiefs out, but this is going to be, should be a great game on paper. The line is close. I'm going to get my prediction later. I went to media night the other night, and I watched Patrick Mahomes and the guys come out. Mahomes walked out like he was walking into a library. He was so chill and ready to go. What I do love about Mahomes is he's prepared. He's ready to go. But when he was asked questions about, you know, your legacy and Tom Brady, he had like a three-step answer. Anytime someone said, you know, if you win on Sunday, what is your legacy compared to Tom Brady? All he says, that's not anything I can control. Tom Brady's one of the greatest of all time. I'm just here to do my job. And whatever you guys think of my legacy after that, that's for you to deal with. He gave some variant of that answer five or six times on media night. He's real smart. But there's no denying it. Both Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, this is big, beyond big for them. This is historic for them. In the Super Bowl era, no one's gone three in a row. And once you have that, no one can take it away. So it's just as big for Andy Reid as it is for Patrick Mahomes. If Patrick Mahomes is chasing Tom Brady, Andy Reid's chasing Bill Belichick, and you get three in a row, you have something both of those guys didn't have, and you're ongoing. The other thing I noticed, someone asked Andy Reid, if you win the Super Bowl, will you retire? He said, no. Why did we want people to retire? Why do we want someone like Andy Reid to retire? Let's see. I'm making $12 million. I got Patrick Mahomes at age 28. I'm doing commercials every third day with Mahomes and Kelsey. What do I want to go play golf? What, I'm the coach of the Chiefs. I'm going to do this for as long as Patrick Mahomes is upright. Andy Reid, he's not going to Miami to go to the dog track. He's going to stay on this team for five more years. You'd be nuts. But this is their own category that they're going to get if this happens. What does this game mean for the Eagles? For Jalen Hurts, he enters the no more questions category. If he could lead a last-minute touchdown drive or win in a shootout, Jalen Hurts, who the people have some questions about, that's my doubting voice right there. Saquon Barkley, you know, if he gets a Super Bowl MVP, he will now be second half of his career on his way to the Hall of Fame. We'll need some more good years. And Nick Sirianni, the head coach of the Eagles, he caught a lot of heat last year. We talked about it last week on the tailgate. He caught a lot of heat last year about how the season ended. He can clean up an aisle five with a Super Bowl win. He's one of those guys I think is always going to have a little bit of heat around him. All right, let's get to it. We are live, 670 The Score. I'm Paul Papp, the tailgate live from New Orleans. We're at the Media Center now joining the show. Former NFL running back, former Miami Hurricanes running back, friend of the show, Jarrett Payton. He actually was Jarrett Payton, the first ever guest in August on the Tailgate Show. And I know, Jarrett, that was one of the bigger thrills of your life, correct?
It was probably one of the biggest achievements of my entire life, other than winning Orange Bowl MVP when I was at the U.
Yeah, so a close tie is what you're saying.
Close tie, and then my kids are a little bit after that.
So you and I were at media night the other night. I ran into you over there, and it was funny. We were joking about the Super Bowl being in New Orleans, and I joke that people who remember the 85 Bears Super Bowl maybe are going to walk up to you like an 85-year-old maintenance guy. Has that happened yet where someone walked up and said, Oh, I saw the 85 Bears play here.
Yes, but not at the stadium. It's just people walking around New Orleans who actually lived here who were in attendance for that game.
Yeah.
And they just, the love that people have for that 85 team is just phenomenal to me. Every time I'm baffled by it, that they had such an impact on the football field and kind of generated a lot of people to become football fans at that time.
And I thought about this the other day, and you know this. You're kind of an ambassador for that team because you're a guy who's young enough to be out there and walking around. Like, you're not going to run into Dan Hampton in New Orleans. You're not going to run into certain people in New Orleans. You've become a bit of an ambassador for that era of Bears football.
Yeah, and it's crazy because I think about those guys as like my uncles.
Yeah.
And so, like, just running into Ron Rivera, and these guys used to see me when I was running around in diapers at the old Hallis Hall, throwing around hot chocolate packets in the locker room. And so now, like, to be able to be an ambassador and people to look at me and see my dad, you know, and they like, man, I love that team. It's an honor to see that the Bears, I'm still a part of this family and that how it's grown over the years.
All right, let's get to the game a little bit. I have a bit of a theory that if you're a running back, you were a running back, but you're always a running back. If Saquon Barkley can't win the MVP this year, I don't know how a running back can win it. Here's my thing. 2,000 yards. He's on a good team that he made into a great team. He's entertaining. He's likable. And weirdly, I think he's going to finish third in the MVP, and I don't think it's really fair to the position.
No, because we're talking about the MVP, the most valuable player, and he's been that for Philly. And when you look at the offseason moves to be able to bring in the Philly, it's changed them. I mean, we look at a team that had a really good defense, an offense that had weapons on it, but he has been the game changer when it comes to what they do on offense. It's helped out Jalen Hurts as well. I don't know what more you have to do. I know this is a quarterback-driven league, and I understand that. But when it comes down to it, what he's done, I don't think people know how tough it is. But I am glad, though, that it's shining a light on the importance of the running back position and bringing it back into the fold, because the position people were putting in a dark room and saying it wasn't important. No, it's super important. And it's a big reason why Philly is here for the Super Bowl.
You know, if you look at what the Eagles have to do, it does feel like there has to be in your head that you almost want the ball last. And if you look at the Bills the other day, they had the ball last, and they could have kept Mahomes from ever touching the ball.
Yes.
I don't want him with the ball even under 90 seconds. If you were on the Eagles, how much would you think to yourself, be in position to have the ball last, even maybe down 3 points?
You don't want the ball in 15 hands. I mean, he's shown us time after time. When it comes down to close games, especially this season alone for Kansas City, I mean, this offense is just starting to click in the postseason. I mean, they are trying to find their way all through the regular season, right? I mean, defense is what's kept this team afloat, but now it comes down to it where feeling comfortable in those moments, Patrick feels that. If he has the ball in his hands late in the game, nobody is betting against him, and rightfully so. But if you can find a way to run the football, which is going to be, I don't think it's going to be an easy task for Philly. I think the way that they're built up front, they have a chance to do it. But the best way is to keep Patrick Mahomes off the field for as long as you can, drinking Gatorade, frustrated, looking at his tablet, and controlling the game on the ground. If they can do that and be up a score, they're going to, I feel like they're going to have to score some points if they're going to have a chance to be able to win on Sunday.
Friend of the Tailgate Show, 670 The Score, Jarrett Payton, joining me, Paul Papps, on the tailgate. All right, let's get to a little bit of the Bears offseason. It feels like the Bears have won January. Now, I know they weren't playing any football games, but they feel like they won January. You're a pretty optimistic guy. You were on the first Tailgate Show, and you were, I was trying to calm you down. You were trying to calm me down. How do you look at next season with where the Bears are right now, optimistically and realistically?
I come in with high expectations that things are going to be better. And I'm looking at it in the sense of Ben Johnson, what he's done, his resume, and building. And I'm not looking to go playoffs like I was on the first show.
We were a little drunk. We had like beer muscles.
We were. I'm not doing that, but I know that they're going to hopefully be more competitive, and I believe that they're going to be coached better. And so to me, that's where you got to build a foundation somewhere. And looking at the assistant coaches that he's brought in, Dennis Allen as his defensive coordinator, I mean, these are things that are only going to help Ben Johnson as he goes through the process of being a first-time head coach.
And you know what I look at it as? I don't worry about next year. I want to be in the playoffs 5 of the next 7 years for 5 chances.
That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for sustained success. I don't want just a one-off. We've done that enough in Chicago.
Right.
Finding ways to be in that conversation when we're talking at the end of the season, being in the playoffs, making a run, that's what you want. Building a foundation early on is going to be key. But how Ryan Poles and Ben Johnson kind of start looking at this roster, manipulating the way that Ben wants it to be successful, especially on the offensive side, to me is going to be key. So if they can start building up this offensive line, the cap room that they have, the draft capital they have, the focus needs to be in the trenches.
Yeah.
Because when you look at the teams that are here in New Orleans, that's where they win.
Right.
And they got to find a way to be able to get that and start that. And I think the process starts going into this offseason.
Now, I know you got to go, but one of the things, I ran into Matt Forte the other day. About 5 years ago, he was on the Dan Patrick Show. And I do a thing where I challenge professional football players to little physical events to show how unathletic I am and how athletic guys like you are and were. Matt Forte gave me a nice stiff arm a couple years ago, and he knocked me a little silly. But I always regretted that I never got a chance to be stiff arm in the chops by your father, because that would have been, second to my kids being born, the greatest day of my life.
I would do that to you and give you a stiff arm.
Wow.
But
we're too close.
I love you too much.
Thank you. I tell you, though, if your dad were here, I would be knocked unconscious gladly.
Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, when it comes to his forearm shiver or stiff arm, I got a couple of those.
You did?
Yeah, especially in the car. Like if I was sleeping or something. Next thing you know, I'd feel this huge paw.
So yours was more disciplined.
Yes. It was just, he would be joking around driving. I'd fall asleep and I'd feel this something just come and slap my chest and take my soul. Hence the reason why I didn't get in a lot of trouble when I was little.
Wow. I should have stiff armed my kids more often. They would have kept them in line. Jared, great to have you back on the show.
Always a pleasure.
That was great having Jared Payton over on the set. We are the Tailgate 670 The Score. I'm Paul Papps. As you know, if you know this show, even if you don't, if you know anything about me, I consider myself one of the foremost Walter Payton fans of all time, and having Jarrett to joke around about his father is always fun. A little bonus coverage. I also work on the Dan Patrick Show, and we did have Packer All-Pro running back Josh Jacobs on the show yesterday. He was promoting a thing called X-Tech pads, the shoulder pads, and he brought an extra pair. And so with a little prodding from Dan Patrick, I put the shoulder pads on. And if you know this thing called the old Oklahoma drill, it's where a running back and a defender lay head-to-head on their backs, and you jump up, you turn, and you just collide. They don't do it anymore. There's like old school 80s type football. And I did it against Josh Jacobs. If you follow me at Paul Papst on Twitter, you could see the result. Josh Jacobs scooped me up like a small child, picked me up in the air with my flailing, unathletic arms and legs, and planted me on a hardwood floor and into our camera bay on the Dan Patrick Show. I got a hip thing. I got an elbow thing that's all scraped up. I look like a guy who should be not messing with Josh Jacobs, but it was good TV and a lot of fun. Up next, more from the Super Bowl, more on the Bears month we got to talk about. And we're joined on set in New Orleans by a former Bears Pro Bowl running back, Matt Forte. That's next. This is Tailgate, 670 The Score.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We're back with more of The Tailgate with Paul Pabst.
I love football. Love it. Love it.
Saturdays on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app.
We are back on The Tailgate, 670 The Score. I am your host, Paul Pabst, live from the Media Center, New Orleans. It's been a great week in New Orleans. Can't lie to you. I showed up here about 184 pounds. I think it's about 189. That's actually better than what I thought. The day's not over. I'm going to make you proud. Eating a lot, four meals a day. It's like double sessions for a football player in summer. I'm eating my way through New Orleans. It's a great town. I do have a thought on New Orleans. By the way, running back Matt Forte, former Bears star running back Matt Forte, will join us on set in about 3 minutes. You know, they rotate the Super Bowl every year, and every once in a while they give it to a cold weather city and like Indianapolis or Minneapolis, and it's because you have a dome. And I know the Bears are considering something like that, so maybe they'll get a Super Bowl someday. I do want to do a lot more on the Bears stadium situation. We haven't done a lot on this show because we're covering the week-to-week of football. Next week is our last tailgate show of the year. We are going to do a deep dive on a stadium situation. I want to talk to those in the know because it seems like there's so much out there. I hear about Northwest Indiana, and I hear about the Michael Reese Hospital, and I hear about Arlington Heights as a tool to just negotiate for the downtown and the Park District. I need to talk to people who are smarter than me, and there's a lot of them in Chicago, believe you me. Coming up in 2 minutes, Matt Forte will join the show. Another thing being down here is a lot of people come up to me. I work on the Dan Patrick Show. We talk to a lot of sports people, and they want to ask about the Bears and what I think about my Bears and going forward. And it's interesting because there is a lot of hope around the Ben Johnson hire. I love what they did. Dennis Allen, we talked about this. I think universally Bears fans are in a better mood than they were a month ago. You finish the season with a nice Packer victory. Awful last 2 months of the season. But then the Ben Johnson hire, clean up on aisle five. It's my favorite phrase. All is well. We're going to not make Super Bowl plans yet. We tried to do that this year, and it was a big mistake, going too hard, too early. But when I look at the Bears, I'm excited about the offseason. I'm excited about free agency. I'm excited about the draft. You know, I saw different guys from Chicago media down here, Mark Carmen and different people like that, and, you know, Jarrett Payton and Matt Forte, and they're talking to different people. I saw Trey Smith of the Chiefs walking around and the offensive lineman, and they're like, we got to get this guy in the Bears. So I'm really looking forward to what the Bears do. And like I said, when you look at what the Eagles have done, building on both sides of the line, the offensive defensive line, build it up. Lane Johnson on the Eagles line is fantastic. Jalen Carter on the defensive line is fantastic. If the Bears can build that line on both sides, they have everything else. They got the quarterback. They got running backs, wide receivers and tight ends, defensive backs, decent, good linebackers. You know, Montez Sweat, build the interior line on both sides. We'll be all set. I do want to talk about that with our next guest. So joining us now on the Tailgate, 670 The Score, former Bears Pro Bowl running back Matt Forte. He's here all week. Matt, you and I met before on the Dan Patrick Show, I think 10 years ago. You joined us on set in New York, and you were nice enough to do a little bit with me. You know, I put on the pads, I put on the helmet, and I said, Matt, let's do a bit. Let's let me try to tackle you. What do you remember about that?
That was an amazing set that we did there at the Super Bowl back in 2014?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, super fun time. And I was – actually, you kind of caught me off guard. You wanted to attempt to tackle me, and you were like, I wanted to see a real NFL stiff arm. And I was like, are you sure?
Yeah. You looked at me like, are you crazy? You're old, unathletic, and you're wearing a helmet that looks like one of those you get signed at an event. But you gave me a good shot that day. As a Bears fan, it was a thrill.
Yeah. I gave you a good shot. I wanted it to be authentic and to give you the experience that you were looking for. And, you know, I'm just here making dreams come true, you know.
You're from this area. You went to college out of Tulane. I don't think there's any town, and I'm not just pandering to New Orleans. There's any city in America that's more built for the Super Bowl than New Orleans. It's a big city. It's spread out. Restaurants are open all times of day. You can go eat whenever you want. You can do whatever you want. How do you feel about your hometown, your home area, I should say?
Yeah. I love coming back, and I love the hope that it brings to the city, because there's been a lot of, you know, like Hurricane Katrina or at the beginning of this year with, you know, that attack down Bourbon Street that has happened. They a lot of times need something good like this to bring not only just tourism, but to bring a lot of joy to the city in that aspect. But it is a good city to host, because I think mainly not that it's a giant city like an L.A. or New York or Chicago, but because everything stays open, probably. I don't think they close.
I went to a place, this Daisy Mays on Poydras Street.
Uh-huh.
They close at 5 a.m. and they reopen at 7 a.m. So they're open 22 hours a day.
Yeah.
What are they doing for those 2 hours?
A cat nap.
Battering chicken?
Cat nap and then prepping. Yeah, I don't think they close at all. Louisiana, and you know, when I came of age, is probably the only place that I've seen the sun come up.
Yeah.
When you've been out so long, you're like, is that the sun coming up? Like, that's not good.
Former Bears running back Matt Forte joining me on the Score 670, the tailgate. I'm Paul Pfaff. I'm going to get to Bears in a minute. I want to talk about the Super Bowl. Put your analyst hat on. The Eagles are playing fantastic. The Rams could have got them, but they're playing fantastic. The addition of a running back, Saquon Barkley. They always say in the NFL, you could win with any kind of running back. You know, maybe they could have had any running back run for 1,200 yards, but running for 2,000, that's the only change with this team. What do you see with the Eagles and Barkley?
Yeah, I think his part has been key to their success, especially the dynamic part of them having an offense that has, you know, the threat of the pass, but a major threat of the run game. Their offensive line has been doing a great job. And as you said, you can make a case for any running back kind of falling out of bed and being a run-of-the-mill type of running back to run for 1,200 yards when it's an offensive line of that caliber that's opening up holes. But when you can take it from 1,200, there's a big difference between 1,100 yards and 2,000.
Well, and I compare him to you in the fact that you never had to leave the field. I always thought that was the most important thing about your game with the Bears was, on a passing down, you were just and maybe more dangerous. And a fourth down, you didn't have to leave the field. You get everything in one running back.
Yeah, I started, especially, it wasn't so much in college. I did catch the ball in our spread offense. But when I got to the NFL, I realized that matchups were everything. Mm. And that and then also creating those mismatches, that not only just like me being mismatched on a linebacker or a safety, but it creates something as a mismatch for another player on the outside, then that's when you can become more successful, or your offense becomes more dynamic.
Yeah.
And that's why I wanted to be involved so, you know, adamantly in the passing game, where we can have some distance and do that. But also, at the same time, I realized that there were certain games where I come out like, this is the NFL. I've got like 20 rushes for 50 yards. I need to impact the game in a different way where it's going to have to be the passing game.
You know, when you look at Barkley and he's going to face the Chiefs, I think Chris Jones, the defensive tackle for the Chiefs, is almost underrated. He's one of my favorite ball players. When you were playing back in the day, how much did you check where a certain defensive lineman might have been? Like if I'm going towards his hole or even away from those? Or was there ever a lineman you're like, I got to be extra aware of that specific guy?
Early on, I checked a lot based off of the notoriety of them, like, oh, so-and-so is playing on this side, or Julius Peppers is on the outside, right. Or like you have to know where those guys are. And then later on, I checked on the defense of who was there because of the style of play they played. Certain D linemen are two gappers. Some of them are fast flow guys. Some of them are, you know, guys that are super, just power or
so
fast.
So you judge by
guys.
How they may chase a play.
Yes. Because if you're running zone plays, your offensive line are blocking a certain zone. So when you have a guy on the interior line and say he's blocking a Chris Jones and he's a two gapper, sometimes I would dip to the backside early to make him commit and then go front side. Or,
wow,
you know, you play games with guys like that, because if a guy's a two-gap and there's a hole that's there, and then as soon as you make your decision, he throws you the lineman.
It's almost like you're setting up your own hole.
You have to. You have to, yeah. So it's about vision, but then it became a little bit more detailed of setting up your run game that way.
Matt Forte, Paul Pabst here in the media center, 670 The Score, the tailgate. Let's get to what you're doing. You're working with Sports Spectrum. My guy Jason Romano, who I've known forever, fill us in. You're doing a podcast, sportsspectrum.com. Fill me in.
That's right. Jay Nice, my guy, as I call him.
Jay Nice.
Is my co-host, and he's been running this ship for, man, the last 6 years, and has built an amazing platform that intersects sport and faith. And not just faith, but faith in Jesus Christ, where, you know, it can be generic to say God or faith, where we name the name of Jesus Christ. Keep it in the media and in sports, where in our culture, let's be honest, they love to be, or love to take that out.
Cynical.
You know, we love to celebrate everything but, you know, our Lord and Savior and our Creator. So we celebrate that. We love to have people on that have it, you know, where it's a solid part of their life, and those who may not have it all figured out as well. And we love that for them to tell. We create an inviting space for them to tell their story, tell their testimony, and give context to it that is encouraging to those who may be going through the same thing or know someone that may be going through the same thing.
If you want to find out more, listen to the podcast, go to sportsspectrum.com. But you and I have a lot in common, because I grew up Catholic. Now, when I was a youngster, probably like you, prayed to be an NFL running back. It seemed to work out for you. The big man had a different plan for me. He made me a radio and TV producer, which is fine. But I also wanted to be the Bears running back. It just didn't work out.
Yeah. See, that's the difference, man. I grew up Catholic, too. My mom had me in Catholic Sunday school. My dad was Baptist, so I went to Baptist church, but Catholic Sunday
school. Did you ever do the wear the tie to church, run to the car, change clothes for football? We used to go to church, and then we had to get weighed in afterwards. So I'd leave church, and I was an altar boy, and run to the weigh-ins to go to the football game.
No. That's,
we had that stuff.
That's you. I didn't do that. But
We walk by, they see. Ryan
right
Leaf,
now?
Former NFL quarterback. He's my neighbor, by the way, in Connecticut.
We just had him on.
My kids babysit his
podcast.
Kids.
That's awesome.
He's a good dude. All right, let's get to the Bears, joined by Matt Forte, former Bear. I want to go back to last year, and the Bears fans had a lot of hope. But the offensive line was not, I don't think, ready for prime time.
No.
I think it'd be fair to say. It seemed like Bears fans ignored that and were Rome Odunze and Caleb Williams and a lot of good defensive players. How hard is it to operate as a football team with a questionable offensive line?
It's nearly impossible to, you know, actually make any kind of significant impact within your division without a solid up front, whether it's offense or defensive line. Everything starts up front, and when it comes to the parts and pieces that get the most notoriety and flash, you know, the flashy stuff, it's because we catch the balls or we make the runs and the things. But it really everything starts up front, and that's the way football has been for years. And it's not a mystery of how these things happen. Like if you look at the Eagles in the running game that they have,
offensive
you look at
defensive lines of the Eagles.
Yeah, if you look at the Chiefs, they have a defensive line that gets after the quarterback and they create turnovers. But then on offense, they keep his feet clean, and also generational talent in Patrick Mahomes, who can make moves around. But Caleb can do that as well, and we've seen him. But he's running for his life every weekend, and that's not very good.
When you look at Caleb Williams this year, should we pause our judgment a little bit until he gets a decent offensive line and we could see, like, is it a fair audition this year by having to run for his life the first three quarters of every game?
I think it's not fair to judge it already, but I do think it's fair that he's got thrown into the fire.
Right.
Because from here, it's like you can only go up right now. You're the most sacked guy in the league, yet you didn't turn the ball over a ton.
Yeah.
So that is something that gives me encouragement. And, of course, because he can, you know, his pocket presence is something that is really impressive to me. A lot of times I've watched and I've seen quarterbacks where a certain time is 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, and they just take off. And it's like, you actually had a clean pocket. He seems to see those things.
Yeah, he tries not to run. Mm-hmm. He looks to keep the play alive, but not to run. One thing I liked about him this year is he was very mature in how he handled things in press conferences. He never blamed his line.
Yeah.
He never threw his hands up when he got sacked. You know those things that quarterbacks do, like he clearly is blaming everybody?
Yeah.
I know the offensive linemen, they don't deserve a break, but that demeanor. Did you appreciate that?
I do. I think it showed some maturity on his aspect and something that maybe, you know, when you come from the transition from college to NFL that maybe he wasn't used to.
Right.
And, you know, you don't want a guy coming in who's a spoiled quarterback where it's like, oh, they're not blocking for me. Or well, hey, it's the NFL. You're here for it because of your astronomical talent that you do have, that you have to make things happen. You have to make something happen when there's nothing there. So, you can't place all the blame on him, but you can give him the encouragement of like, man, even though they, you know, you weren't getting a lot of help, you still made an impact on the game.
Last question, Matt Forte, former Bears running back, joining me, Paul Papp, 670 The Score on the Tailgate. We're at the Media Center 30 hours before the Super Bowl. How hopeful and how cautiously hopeful should Bears fans be for next season with the new coach?
They should be 100% cautiously hopeful because that's how I go into every season. Mm-hmm. You know, while playing, I was so hopeful every time we were playing because it's my team and, I'm on it and I have an impact on the game. Now that I'm retired and I look from the outside in, I just know that it's kind of the same. There's a pattern that goes on. There's a certain part in the piece that gives the team or the fans hope, and they bank everything on that one part and piece. But it takes everything, you know, from the top down. You can have the most talented roster on paper and look at it and say, man, this is a really good team. But then maybe they don't have the type of leadership within the locker room that makes them overcome adversity. Or they don't have the type of leadership from the top down or that creates a good culture that understands how to win a game. Because there were some games that the Bears were in and they, you know, Caleb put them in the team, put them in a great place to win that
good fourth quarter.
The Packers game.
Yeah, Green
and
Bay.
Then a block kick. Like,
yeah.
Certain thing, and then the Washington game, a Hail Mary, like
the Lions on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, these are things that you can't take back. And
right.
It's like, you know, certain teams you find like the Chiefs, they find a way to win, and then there's other teams who they end up falling into a way to lose.
Right. The Bears found every way to lose this year. Matt Forte, great to have you on the Tailgate. Thanks for not giving me a concussion this year. It's a really great week when you're not giving me. Good to see you.
Yeah, much respect, man. Thank you.
Thank you. And check out sportsspectrum.com. Great to have Matt Forte back on the show at the Tailgate, 670 The Score. We are at the Tailgate, 670 at the New Orleans Metrodome. Let's get to it. Great to have Forte on. He was on the show a long time ago. It was a great time to have him on. But don't forget, tomorrow, join Austin Huff, US 99, Circus Sports, Illinois, tomorrow at Blue Bayou. I know this place. 3734 North Southport in Chicago. Very special big game bash from 2 to 8 p.m. 30 high-def screens, amazing New Orleans-inspired food, and, of course, the big game party exclusive for Circus Sports Illinois customers. Download the app to get in RSVP now. Austin Huff, I know that guy, US 99. I've been on the show. Blue Bayou, got to check that out, 3734 North Southport. Also, check this out. This is new. Cubs outfield Ian Happ co-hosts the Compound Podcast, which is now part of Odyssey Sports. New episodes drop each Wednesday with the latest discussion on the Cubs and baseball. Download and listen to the Odyssey app wherever you get your podcasts. I know we're a football show, but I'm getting pretty pumped up for Cubs baseball. I saw a prediction that the Cubs over-under was 90.5. That's playoff territory. I love me some Shota. I can't wait to get back for a Cubs game. By the way, coming back to Chicago for a week next Friday. I'm going to spend a lot of time in Chicago, put on some more weight. It's going to be great. Coming up next, the art of the Super Bowl party, where Myles Garrett will end up in my Super Bowl prediction. This is the Tailgate, 670 The Score.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We're back with more of The Tailgate with Paul Pabst.
Hey, this place is really something else, huh? Hey, someday I'm going to come out of that tunnel and I'm going to run onto this field.
Well, ain't going to be this day.
I'm here to play football for the Irish.
Coach Parsi didn't know about it.
Here come the Irish.
Saturdays on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app.
Back on The Tailgate, 670 The Score. I'm your boy, Paul Pabst, down here at the Media Center. Starting to liven up a little bit, starting to see some people. It's really weird, a cool weird, being in the Media Center when it gets thick and busy on Thursday and Friday. You turn your head and there's Marcus Allen. You turn your head, there's Terry Crews, the actor. You turn your head, there's Drew Brees, just middling about. It's really fun to see. But check this out. Don't forget, the homage.com. Go to homage.com. They've been bringing you The Tailgate all year. 20% off flash sale tomorrow on Crewnex. Super Bowl sale Sunday, 2-9. 20% off on the purchase of 2+ items. And don't forget, use the Tailgate code, Tailgate, to get 15% off your order, HOMAGE.com. In a minute, we're going to get to what the Bears should do about Myles Garrett. Also, a little bit about the Bears and the draft, even though it's a long way away, but I do have a take I want to get on this. And our script for the Super Bowl, it's not scripted, but what's coming up at the Super Bowl and what we think is going to happen with our prediction. But on this show, we usually talk about pub and grub of the week, place to go watch football. We're going to talk specifically about Super Bowl parties. I am tepid on Super Bowl parties, hosting them, going to them. All right, the problem is going to Super Bowl parties. Let's say one of your neighbors decides to host a Super Bowl party and you're living over in Naperville and you're like, oh, Tom and Becky are hosting a Super Bowl party down the street. Tom's fun. And you walk into Tom's house and there's, you know, like cheese pizza and that's it. Or he's got a, you know, a 45-inch screen TV and one couch. And now you've committed to a Super Bowl party watching the game on a 45-inch screen TV and you don't have a good seat because all Tom's other neighbors are already there, and you're committed and you can't leave, and all you want to do is get back home to your basement, your 75-inch TV. That's the danger of going to Super Bowl parties. I'll ask my wife, scout it out for me. What's the TV? What's on the menu? Where am I sitting? You know, it's like a military preparation when I'm getting to go to a Super Bowl party. I try not to go to them. I don't get ringed into them. Here's the problem. I like home games for the Super Bowl. I like hosting the Super Bowl. Not a lot of people. Now, my wife likes to invite her brother-in-laws. She has four of them. Two of them know nothing about football. They'll come into the house on Super Bowl Sunday and they're excited about the commercials. They don't know anything about the teams. Like, oh, the Eagles quarterback, Jalen Hurts, what's his story? I'm like, oh, I got to give them the entire Jalen Hurts story. Or, oh, Saquon Barkley, he's not on the Giants anymore. I'm like, no, They let him go last year, and you have to explain the entire game of football. Or what's with this kickoff? This is new. And you're like, oh, they did it. So I can't do that on Super Bowl Sunday. I will go downstairs, lock the door, and just sit like I'm on house arrest downstairs and watch Super Bowl. I'm not advising you to do it, but to think about it. Sometimes when your brothers are over and your brother-in-laws, family, football, non-football fans, going to sports bars, that's a risk too on Super Bowl Sunday. All right, let's get to it. Myles Garrett on the block, one of the best pass rushers in the league, 29 years old, first team All-Pro. Should the Bears go after him? I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no right now and be disciplined about it. The Bears have three picks in the top 40. Stay with them. Build with young guys around the offense and defensive line. I know you're saying, Paul, Myles Garrett would be a great person on your defensive line. I think Myles Garrett is going to go to a team like the Commanders or the Lions. Two teams that are on the cusp of making the Super Bowl. If I'm the Lions, I trade, what, the 28th pick of the draft in the first round? Trade it. Add Myles Garrett to Hutchinson? Great. The Bears, I don't think, should do it. Myles Garrett is expensive, but great. And you're going to have to give up a lot of draft capital to get him. Now, I know they did it with Montez Sweat. I liked it at the time, but I would say the Bears will not and should not go after Myles Garrett. One other thing with running backs in the draft, I know it's a ways away. People are saying Bears should take Ashton Gentry out of Boise State in the first 20 picks. Absolutely not. Not a judgment against Ashton Gentry. You do not draft running backs that high. The Bears should get a nice fourth round, fifth round running back. Isaiah Pacheco of the Chiefs was taken in the seventh round out of Rutgers. You put a good offensive line, you get running backs later in the draft, they're cheaper. Now to the Super Bowl itself. I'm picking lots of Eagles early. I think the Eagles will be up healthily, if that's a word, at halftime. Running, scoring, it might look like a blowout, but don't bail. Not that you're going to bail in the Super Bowl. Never count the Chiefs out. The Chiefs will put it together in the second half and put together a great game. I am going with a cop-out of team with the ball last wins. I'm going 27-24 in overtime Eagles. 27-24 overtime with the Eagles. That's it. Super Bowl, get ready. Start preparing. Get your chores out of the way in the morning. Don't invite your dopey brother-in-law over. Scout out the party you're going to go to in the Naperville area or whatever area you're going to, but be real smart on Super Bowl Sunday and don't get locked into an awful viewing experience. That was the tailgate for this week. Great week in New Orleans. I'm flying back about 7 pounds up from what I was last week, but I'm getting ready for the game. I can't wait. I'm going to be home for the Super Bowl, but next week, the last tailgate show of the season, right from 670 The Score Studios. We'll be live in the building with all the crew. Everyone will be there, but this is the final tailgate show next week. Last call from New Orleans. It's been a great time. Talk to you next week. Enjoy the football. I'm going Eagles, 27-24 in overtime. This is Paul Papps, 670 The Score. Have a good one.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought
I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.